The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is boosting public safety with a vast security camera system. They are being placed in downtown areas, in police cruisers, and the project also includes police body cams. Police Chief Robert Walsh told Coast Radio at a recent police commissioners meeting that there are several downtown areas around the municipality where the 50 or so cameras should be set up.
We're using our analysts, our criminal analysts, to help identify what we refer to as hot spots of activity in all of our downtowns, where we could use that information to help us identify where best to position the cameras.
Walsh says the downtown cameras will provide a faster police response and the technology can be activated to witness a crime as it unfolds.
So if there was a critical incident such as an armed robbery or an active shooter, our communication center could access that video live stream in real time, get the images, the information, and provide that detail to our officers in real time.
Meanwhile, 9 police cruisers are getting stationary cameras and 120 police body cams are also being provided. Glenn Perush is the chairperson of the CBRM Police Commission. He says he applauds the upgrades because people behave differently when they know they are being recorded.
Through some of my research, I see that citizens, I guess, or civilians, are a little less abrasive when there's a camera in their face, whether it's a phone, as we've seen in the past over the last couple of years, or a body-worn camera, which has two functions. One protects the citizens and one protects the officers as they go in.
Walsh and Perush say they are aware some people may be concerned about privacy with a surveillance equipment increase, but the police chief says footage will not be reviewed unless they have reason to believe a crime has been committed. Perush follows up by saying citizens should be used to it by now anyway.
There's always that level of people with their privacy concerns, but I think for the overall, like if you go downtown right now, there's businesses that have cameras. People still shop at their stores because it's a level of protection for the residents plus the business owner. So I think it'll be a good change.
Coast Radio asked people in downtown Sydney what they think about the municipality setting up security cameras in the downtown areas. Most say they have no problem with it.
I'm not against it because I think there are a lot of sketchy people around here now, and there hasn't always been. But I also am not necessarily a fan of surveillance being everywhere.
You know, like a pretty high crime part of town, right? So, you know, I think that's a good idea, right? I mean, it'll, you know, decrease the possibility of break-ins and, you know, windows getting smashed in. And
I don't think it would be that big of a deal. For privacy reasons, I wouldn't have a big deal with it.
I think they're a good idea because you never know when an accident or something happens. It's good for the police or insurance to find out what really happened and stuff like that.
I'm probably for it just because downtown is different than it used to be, and there's just there's more, I guess not crime, but like just more vandalism, and just doesn't feel as safe as it once did.
The CBRM says they want to partner with the business community to pay for the project, and they hope to have all cameras activated by the fall. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.